Ponty and Leighton this morning. Wagga Wagga Takes Two is not too far away. Time to catch up with one of the participants in this year's Wagga Wagga Takes Two. Singing for Riverina Bluebell, singing to raise money for Riverina Bluebell. Mel Lugton joins us this morning.
How you doing, Mel?
Good, thank you, boys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, Mel. Thanks for coming in. Now, Mel, you've been teamed up with Hayley Potts from the very, very famous and talented Potts family.
She must get a talent from her mother.
Ooh. And thanks for coming in, Mel.
I think she gets a talent from the milk.
So Hayley and Mel are singing together for Riverina Bluebell. Firstly, now this is, for people that know Mel, this is way, 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 way out of your...
Oh, well, no, I've seen Mel sing before.
Oh, at the trivia night.
Yeah, she does the trivia night.
When I have a few... ciders or something. Yes. Yeah. It's way, way, way out of my comfort zone.
This time you'll be sober.
Hopefully, yes.
So how's the practice sessions going? How's the preparations going for Wagga Wagga Takes Two?
I thought they were going pretty well until we threw in the dance mix.
It's always the way.
Yep. I'm no Fred Astaire or Ginger Rogers. I may have the red hair. But no dance moves. Anyway,
it's not so much about the dancing, because honestly, the people out in the audience would not know if you've stuffed the steps up at all.
I hope not. I hope they just laugh with me, not at me. that's what I hope.
All right, now you're raising money for Riverina Bluebell, and there's a nice little story here as to why you're looking after Riverina Bluebell for this year's Wagga Wagga Takes Two, and you're doing it out of memory for a good mate of yours and your family, Andrew Fitzgerald.
That's right. Fitzy was my husband's first cousin, or more like David's best mate. Yeah. They were as thick as thieves, and as children they got into a lot of trouble together.
As adults they did get into a lot of trouble together.
So I just wanted to help Riverina Bluebell to promote awareness and hopefully with my journey on Wagga Takes Two, if Riverina Bluebell can help one family, job's done. Yeah, I just don't want any other family to feel like we still struggle every day with it.
Yeah, it's still emotional for you, isn't it?
Oh, it's awful. I'm trying not to tear up now. Yeah. But having done or participating in Wagga Takes Two, I'm learning a lot about myself, and I think about Andrew every day because it was one of his favourite shows. So. Yeah.
He was very much when you become part of the Wagga Wagga Takes Two family, you do join a very, very close family. Everyone that's gone through the Wagga Wagga Takes Two, I'll call it system, but that's not the word I'm looking for. You just do become very, very close to the whole group. And Fitzy lived for Takes Two night. He loved the show, and I think his year, which was 2011. They just bought a table. It was sort of like a reunion for them. So it was one of his nights. So you're doing it for Riverina Bluebell in memory of Fitzy, and we've got some fundraising coming up. You're doing a lot of fundraising, first of which is happening tonight. In fact, this happens every Friday night down at the Union.
That's right. Patrick McRedmond and the Union Club Hotel have got on board, and every Friday night we do meat raffles. And so you just come down, have a bit of a drink. I don't normally encourage my husband to go to the pub, but he's loving it. Oh, hurry up and get to the pub and sell those tickets. So he's quite enjoying me on this journey that I'm going on.
And that's Friday night meat raffles at the Union Club Hotel.
There's heaps of draws.
And that's every Friday?
Up until Wagga Takes Two. And then they do continue on.
Yeah.
Pat has donated whatever we make, he has donated that to.
And you've been making a bit. The patrons have been very generous the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so. I think because my husband harasses them, they pay to get him away.
All right, so get down to the Union tonight from 5 for your Friday night drink. Have a drink at the Union and buy some tickets. You could walk home. There's plenty of draws too. I think there's about a dozen prizes
about
or something.
12.
So that's tonight to help Riverina Bluebell. The other thing that you're doing, also at the Union Club Hotel, and this was Fitzy loved his beer bet day. You're holding the inaugural Andrew Fitzy Fitzgerald Memorial Golden Slipper Beer and Bet Day.
That's exactly right. Andrew loved a punt and he loved the races. And we come up with this idea, again, to raise money for Riverina Bluebell, but also for Andrew's friends to get together and maybe, you know, have a bit of a catch up and a bit of a laugh and a joke and enjoy the day. And hopefully we'll continue that on over the years and... make it a happening thing.
Now, this is coming up next Saturday.
Next Saturday, the 21st.
Do we need to register a book or just rock out?
Tickets will be available at the union tonight when we're selling yep. meat raffle tickets. They're $50, and how that works is we put $25 into the punting pool.
Yep.
And then $25 straight to Riverina Bluebell.
Great.
So you're supporting a great charity and also going to have a great afternoon. There'll be other raffles and barbecue. Your $25 also gets you like the barbecue and
some drinks.
And some drinks.
Yeah.
So it should be a good day.
Pretty good value. So $50, entry into the Punters Club, your barbecue and some drinks, and there's a donation in there as well to Riverina Bluebell. And if you win on the punt, I'd probably donate that in as well too.
That's what we're hoping people will be a bit generous.
All right, so tickets for that are $50. They'll be available from the pub tonight at the Union and at the Union from here on in. And remember, that is next Saturday, coinciding with the Golden Slipper. Or if you know Luggo, you can get the tickets off Luggo. So a couple of fundraisers there that Mel is doing for Riverina Bluebell as part of her journey in Wagga Wagga Takes Two, which incidentally is not too far away, April 16, 17 and 18. And if you want tickets, I'd get them sooner rather than later. Already the Friday and Saturday night sold out. If you want tickets, Thursday night is your night. You can get those tickets at the Civic Theatre box office, but be quick. All right, Mel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, boys.
All right, good luck with your Wagga Wagga Takes Two journey and good luck with all
the
fundraising.
I'll just apologise now to anyone that's going.
No, they'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Thanks, Mel, for coming in.
Thank
good luck.
You.